asked you a question, can we pay the $1 trillion off and not leave it to our children?
Yeah.
Say what you just said to me.
Well, yes, we can. At 40 years of $25 million, I believe we can do it. The two ways to do it is, A, we have to increase the profits on profit tax rate on profits sent offshore, and we have to, and by doing that, we retain our own earnings here, because we have 7 million square kilometres we have title over. That is equity on a balance sheet, right? So, but what we do now is we borrow printed money, what someone other country prints, and because we don't tax it high enough, all our profits, whether it's interest, royalties and rent, gets paid offshore. We then re-borrow that money back in as debt, right? So we let the earnings go offshore, we re-borrow it back as debt, and that's what increases our...
Why do we do that? Why? It seems so...
Because in the same way our children were brainwashed about climate change in this generation, we were brainwashed about you can't print money out of thin air, right? It's not a question of whether or not you print money out of thin air. Money is also a mortgage or debt is a legal instrument. Equity or title is a legal instrument. It is something you create. What comes out of thin air is that very wealth. Rain, sunlight and soil. That is what we already have title over. Yet we've been brainwashed into thinking we can't print money. So we go and borrow money that's been printed by other central banks and then pay them interest against our own assets. Right, and that is completely insane.
So sounds insane.
To A, increase the withholding tax rate on profits sent offshore, and B, secure equity over our infrastructure here. Start building dams and power stations, tunnels, ports, airports and telecommunications. The income from that will help, you know, pay off our debt as well as provide future income for future generations.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks.